Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. A bill that nearly doubles the number of school vouchers available to Tennessee families is one step closer to passage. But some lawmakers worry this move could hurt the state's finances. WPLN's education reporter, Camelia Burris, has more.
The bill would increase the amount of vouchers to 35,000. It passed the first hurdles in the Senate and House Finance Committees this week. But not everyone was on board. Republican Senator Joey Hensley voted against it.
When we passed this last year, there was a lot of discussion about us expanding it quickly, like some other states have done, Arizona in particular. I'm just concerned that we are on the path to make it difficult for us to continue funding.
The bill comes with a price tag around $150 million. And some are concerned that public schools will suffer because the vouchers are used toward private school. Supporters highlight how popular these are. But Democratic Senator Jeff Yarbrough says that's because most families using vouchers were already paying private school tuition, so the voucher just gives them a discount. The Senate Finance Committee approved the measure on Tuesday, and the House Finance Subcommittee followed suit on Wednesday. Next, the bill will go to the Senate floor for a vote. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Tonight, we'll be treated to a pink moon. That is the name of the first full moon of spring, and it helps determine the Easter date, which is always the first Sunday after this moon. It got its name because it appears at the same time as a mossy pink plant that blooms in clusters. The official time for full illumination is around 9 p.m. Tonight's forecast is partly cloudy. Speaking of Easter, all construction on state interstates will be on hold this weekend as the Tennessee Department of Transportation anticipates heavy holiday traffic. The agency will stop all road work from 6 p.m. Thursday to 6 p.m. Monday. And although that work's going to stop, some lane closures will remain. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.